Here in Colombia, we wanted to take a closer look at that younger generation of the Democratic Party that Congressman Clyburn and I were talking about. One of those voices is Crystal Spain. She's Cory Booker's former state campaign director and the current campaign coordinator for the South Carolina Democratic Party. We met at the Cecil Tillis Center in Colombia. It's a place where residents can go for help with water and heating bills. About 15% of people here live below the poverty line.
There are lots of everyday issues that people are dealing with here that are really a matter of life and death most times that get overshadowed by these big picture policy ideas.
Crystal Spain and I began our conversation talking about the growing role Black women are playing in this presidential campaign. At one time, at least five served as state directors for Democratic presidential candidates.
You know, Black women, you know, we're always there. We're always working. We remain on the political front lines, period. And we're there because we need to, we have to protect our community. And we're now refusing to cede power for people who are not going to stand up for us. And it just means that we're now not only running campaigns, but we're also running for office. Here in South Carolina, last year, we elected two new Black women mayors. You've got LaDonda Hall in Sally, South Carolina, and you've got Tracy Clemens over in Norway. And these are women elected in small towns in very rural communities. And also last cycle, we flipped a House seat, a state House seat, that was a Republican white man that went to a Black woman. So, you know, the political landscape is changing and Black women is definitely a part of a deciding factor in that change. So it's exciting to see.
You traveled pretty far and wide for the Booker campaign, knocking on doors, talking with voters. What were the issues that they talked about that really stood out to you?
The main issue here in South Carolina for voters, I believe, was health care. This is a state that has not expanded Medicaid. There's still hundreds of thousands of people who are not covered. You know, they don't have access to affordable health care or treatment. I can go on and on. I mean, there's still like the 14 counties here in South Carolina that don't have OBGYNs. And so that means that mothers have to travel outside of their county, sometimes driving 45 minutes for a prenatal care appointment. So there are just many things within the healthcare system, you know, that hurts South Carolinians.
You're so steeped in politics. It's your passion. What are conversations you're not hearing that you wish you were hearing about this presidential election?
People aren't excited. And I use the word excited because we've seen excitement, you know, in 2007 with Barack Obama. And we saw kind of a non-excitement in 2016. So it makes me nervous when people don't get excited, and especially for the Democratic primary or for the Democratic Party. Our base really has to be inspired and excited to really go out in droves to get the right people elected. So that's the one thing that I'm not seeing a lot of excitement about the election.
Does that translate into hope? Do you feel that people are feeling hopeful?
I think the presidential was kind of overwhelming for folks. I've heard that word a lot. I was just walking through our wellness center here, and folks were saying about the debate, they just still don't know who, because it's just overwhelming. It's been going on for so long. I won't say that people aren't hopeful, but they're just ready to get a nominee.
So much of the conversations we've been having are about the horse race. But you mentioned this center that we're in. Right outside of these doors are hundreds of people who are trying to get help for their electric and water bills. Do you think that we don't take that into consideration when we're talking about the issues and the concerns of everyday people?
You know, I don't want to say that we don't. I think that it gets overshadowed a lot. And that's when people really disengage and become a little apathetic about the process, because you got to have electricity. You got to have access to the internet. Here in South Carolina, a third of the state doesn't have broadband connectivity. And our kids compete with the rest of the country when we can't even, with the rest of the world, when we can't even connect to the rest of the world. So there are lots of everyday issues that people are dealing with here that are really a matter of life and death most times.
Crystal Spain, current campaign coordinator for the South Carolina Democratic Party. Crystal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.